Call the November 21st Common Plan Commission meeting order. Ms. X, please call the roll. I'm here.
Commissioner Patricia Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Adam Burkhart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley is excused. City Engineer Glenn Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Mark Dandrea.
Here.
Commissioner David Fowler is excused.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is item B1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of November 7th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, learning experience daycare facility construction. We have a public hearing for a special use application. Ms. X, could you please read the notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 21st, 2019 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comments regarding an application by Steve Pignota, managing member of Bradford Franklin LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 8351, Child Daycare Services, for construction of a 10,000 square foot, one-story daycare building, 4,463 square foot playground and parking lot, approximately 35 parking spaces, with associated landscape, fencing, and lighting upon property zoned CC Civic Center, City Civic Center District, located at 7760 South Lovers Lane Road. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Ordinance 15-30701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the city clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Thank you, Mary. Mr. Deedle is going to give us the highlights, then we'll open a public hearing. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. I apologize that the computer system is not up and working, so I'll have to explain this verbally. The subject property is at the Shops of Wind the Village. It's the vacant parcel that's in about northeast of the Pick and Save grocery store. As you come in the little roundabout, that entrance there, it's the parcel of land that's immediately to the east of that. Adjacent property is that church. Shops of Wyndham Village was originally approved. The entire development was approved as part of a site plan. It showed all the buildings for this property, and this particular parcel was shown for a two-story building. That is what they are amending as in regards to the site plan. And for the public hearing, the special use is the City Civic Center District indicates that child daycare facilities are a special use. I can also mention that there are a couple issues that we've identified in our staff report. The staff is recommending denial for those reasons. They include that staff believes that the building should remain a two-story building as currently approved in the site plan, and that the zoning district, the CC district, does allow multi-story buildings as a permitted use, which is one of the few districts in the city that does. So staff and staff understands and agrees that where possible we should try to achieve density, and it's a permitted use in this area. We're also identifying as an issue that Civic Center District requires cross access. As our understanding, the applicant does not wish to provide cross access. And then the third issue is that, again, this district was created with the architectural standards that all the buildings be similar to one another, and this building is a departure from that architecture. So for those reasons, and which is also some of which are related to some of the comprehensive plan objectives and standards, staff's recommending denial. And otherwise, we can go into more detail at that after the public hearing.
Okay. We have properly noticed public hearing, so I'll open a public hearing on the special use application. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on the special use? Seeing no one rise, I will close the special use public hearing. Take up the public, without objection, we can take up the special use and deal with Joel's issues in the site plan, site application. So, any questions from commission to staff on the special use? Since nobody's looking up, we'll do, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a daycare facility use upon a property located at 7760 South Lovers Lane Road?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Mr. Deedle.
We should probably walk through the conditions because there are some that the applicant will not agree with.
Okay. Who from the applicant is going to do this? Steve or Brett?
Good evening. My name is Gary Wendt. I'm with Bradford Real Estate Companies, the applicant.
Gary, let's do this. Why don't you grab that microphone, come and sit at the table and put it there. A little more comfortable. Mr. Deedle.
We need to talk about the UDO text amendment.
Mr. Deedle.
So the first three conditions in the special use resolution are standard boilerplate conditions. I believe they have to remain no matter what. The fourth and fifth recommendations are potentially the ones that the applicant might have concerns with. And in particular, number four is a condition that the applicant apply for and receive approval of a unified development ordinance text amendment to address the cross-access issue. In discussions with staff and the mayor, I do want to point out that the mayor has identified another option, and I believe the city attorney may have to have some change to this condition to allow him to do some research on it. So right now, it's my understanding the applicant wants to apply for the UDO text amendment to either remove or somehow modify the requirement for cross-access. Their application materials didn't specify exactly what. So it's my understanding that if they want to remove the cross-access requirement in any way, shape, or form, they will need the UDO text amendment, the Unified Development Ordinance text amendment. However, if they wanted to modify the requirement, it's possible that they might be able to accomplish that under this special use. That's the angle that the city attorney will probably have to research.
Before I ask the city attorney, when you say modify, are you suggesting that perhaps the cross-access easement be 1 inch in width or something like that?
No. I was envisioning that it would be...
I thought that was pretty creative.
Yes. Not too many people or vehicles would fit through that cross-access, though. So I was envisioning that it would be deferred to some point to be determined or something. That's what I was assuming. But again, if they do have to proceed with the UDO text amendment, they would be proposing what they would like, whether it's removing it entirely or modifying it some way, and then staff would review and recommend. But first, I guess the question would be, could anything along those lines be accomplished through this special use approval?
Mr. City Attorney.
Found out about it today. My response was simple answer. It's municipal code. Even the common council can't simply waive the provisions thereof absent some provision allowing for a waiver. So the thought was, if the plan commission is interested, that with regard to condition number four, it stays, well, it stays as is, except that after removing or revising requirements for cross access, could insert or obtaining a waiver of such requirements by the Common Council if such waiver is available as determined by the city attorney. Comma, prior to the issuance of a building permit.
The way we typically...
Which would mean that I'd provide an answer prior to the council meeting a week from Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Mr. Wentz, the way we do this is we go through the objectables. Is that the word? The items that you object to one by one. The commission asks questions of you. You state your case. And then we individually vote on each of those issues. So, for example, there would be a vote on to whether to modify condition four to include the language as per the city attorney or leave it lay. So that's how that works. Commissioner Hogan.
I just had a question for the applicant. What's the reasoning for you not wanting to do the cross access?
Mr. Wendt, could you give us your name and address, please, on the record?
Yes. Gary Wendt, W-E-N-D-T, with Bradford Real Estate Companies. We are at 200 South Wacker Drive, Suite 726 in Chicago. The site itself is a little over an acre and has a existing storm water 60 inch 5 foot.
Oh,
what's going on?
Oops. I never play this game. Up is down is up, right is left.
Turn it around.
Okay. Stop. Don't move. Okay. It's starting to hit a moving target. Okay. But you're upside down.
So, perhaps a quicker answer. The site is restrictive. The program that we have with the learning experience is a 10,000 square foot, one-story building with the outside play area. And as you can see, the building is situated to the right on that screen, which is as it was in the... Sorry?
Yep. Just need to have that.
It's to the far right on the property. Drexel is to the north, and the play area is to the south. Beyond that is the storm detention area. So, and parking, of course, is to the left. Physically, we've looked at many different layouts in the 6 months that we've been working with the city, and this was a best solution. We did present to the Common Council in May and actually had the playground area to the north, but it was suggested that we have more landscape area along the drive, Drexel Avenue. And so we shifted that to the play area to the south. I'm sorry, is north up on this?
North, yes, north is up.
Great.
North,
yeah. As an architect, I always assume north is up. So you can see that the full east border is we are unable to have that driveway access to the one lot to the east.